Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. It's once again, this is Keith Driscoll, and it's Transform, the Life You Can Live Daily Show. Change your mind, change your life. And I want to introduce the program before I get into some of the maintenance stuff. This is a radio program based on a powerful book that links Bible passages with the reality of modern transformation. The book's exciting message is so great it will leave a remarkable impact in the life of all who read it and apply it, of course, apply it with the help of God. My name is Dr. Driscoll, as I mentioned before. You can always call in at 914-803-4053. Again, that's 914-803-4053. That is Central Standard Time, and right now it's 9:01 Central Standard Time. So if you're in a different time zone, just have to be reminded of that, because otherwise I won't get the call, and I would love to hear from you. I also want to say, not bragging, but just appreciative and thanking God that the response to the show has grown every day. And so we appreciate that wholeheartedly. Also, I want to thank Salem Church of Christ for the support and the blessings and the prayers that they have for all the ministries that go on throughout the day in the congregation. And I like to say this is sponsored by the book that I mentioned earlier, Transform the Life You Can Live, From Ghetto to Glory. You can get it at OutskirtsPress.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and you can get it on the Kindle. And I want to go back and talk about being a Christian only. And we started this yesterday on just Christians, and it's important for us to understand that you can't be just a Christian. It's not about reforming anything. It's just restoring what God has already put in place. I knew great men, or I read about great men, Alexander Campbell and Guyon Woods, who strove and have striven for many years and which is called the Reformation movement. And that is, it was perfect. It was right on. It was what needs to be done. But sometimes it's not a matter of reforming, it's just restoring what God has already put in place. And I think if we do that in our cities, in our communities, and especially in our congregations, then we will grow to be the type of people that God wants us to be, and that's Christians only. We have to just restore that great application of God's word in everything that we do. We have to restore God's word and make sure it's included in every sermon, and that every scripture of the Bible is used, and then we can get back on track. As much as this world is going, seems like this world is going astray, I believe some of the people are going astray, but it's still God's world. And it's still, God's still going to take care of his people. And so I wanted to mention that in introduction, because we're talking about being just a Christian or being a Christian only. And it's such a remarkable thing and how one will feel when they begin that process. I remember when I was first baptized, I thought it was a job maybe for Sundays and Wednesdays. And so I thought that it was like a suit. You could put it on sometime or on Sundays and Wednesdays, and then you could take it off the rest of the day. And so I was pretty wiggly in my life, or double-minded in my life, and as I matured in life, I found out that all you have to do. You can have as much happiness, as much fun, as much joy, as much peace as anyone else just being a Christian. You don't have to give in to the ways of the world. You don't have to give in to the ways of people. Just be a Christian only. But there's ways to do that. In a few places, there are so much disagreement as in answering the Bible question, what must I do to be saved? Acts 15:30. Here again, churches of Christ reply by going to the scriptures for their answer. The Bible teaches that Christ shed his blood for our sin, Matthew 26:28, and that without it we cannot be saved, Hebrews 9:21. But what does Jesus require of us if we are to appropriate that sacrifice? Those who crucify him were told to know assuredly or believe that Jesus is both Lord and Christ, Acts 2:36. When these people on that day of Pentecost then asked further information, they were told, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Today we teach, as did the apostles back then, for the Christ of blood. To remove our sins, we must be as believers in him, we must repent and be baptized. As we are thus saved from our sin, the Lord adds us to his body, the church, and the holy, and the Lord added the church daily and should be saved, Acts 2:47. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. The saved, then, are in the body of the Church of Christ. One cannot be saved and be on the outside of this body. The early disciples were Christians only, and although we live 1,900 years later, or 2,000 years later, or 2,100 years later, we too can be Christians only if we follow the same teaching. Given to the fact the followers of Jesus Christ said, the seed of the Word of God, Luke 8:11, excuse me, the phone is ringing and it kind of disrupted me. Just as surely as the plant, so the seed is the Word of God, Luke 18:11, I'm trying to quote scriptures and the phone ringing. Just as surely as planting a corn would produce an oak, so God's word will produce Christians. I want to say that again. I wrote that down and I couldn't read it because I'm listening to the phone. So just as surely as a planted acorn will produce only an oak, God's word will produce Christians and nothing more. We invite you always to come and visit the Church of Christ in your neighborhood, wherever you might be, throughout the country, throughout the world, and become a Christian only. And once you become a Christian, then too many people think that's the end of the Christian journey. Oh, now I'm saved and I don't have to do anything else. But friends, I'm telling you, you're wrong. Christian duty is something that we must apply to our life every day. We are to shine in this world. We are to make this world, we are to make people see Christ in us. And by letting our light shine, we are to be Christians only and only Christians. And so you say, that's hard, because then I have to give up some things that I enjoyed all my life. But then you have to make up your mind. You know, it was said in Joshua, choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so it comes a decision on what we must do and what our priorities are. Sure, you can continue to party and live the lifestyle of the world, and you might make millions of dollars and seem perfectly well off according to the world. but is your soul in danger because you're not being a Christian only? You might have all the prestige and all the power of all the men. You might be the president or a governor or a senator or a councilman or anything else that holds prestige. But if your soul is missing, you're missing. I believe too many people get into politics for the right reason and then end up selling their souls for the wrong reason. And I believe that you have to maintain no matter what level you are. I would want to see in my lifetime a president who sticks with Christianity the whole way through. And stick with his, and if you see something immoral, then say veto. If you see something corrupt, then say veto. I would like to see him. No, they're too worried about they might get martyred like Stephen or Stephen, as some say. So they're concerned about, and so we can't be Christians only, and it's important that we try to be that way, to walk in the light, for he is in the light. And that includes fellowshipping one another and preferring one another. You know, that's one of the hardest things, I think, for some Christians to get in their head, is that we are supposed to prefer one another. I'm going to go down, as a matter of fact, go down my Facebook list. And if you're not a brother or sister in Christ to me, then I probably will be deleting that person. I have some business contacts, and I have some friends, you know, from when I was a youth. And some things, you know, you don't have to, because you're still teaching and you still, but some people, yes, people, are not necessary in your life. That's not a harsh way, because you want all to, as God was, is not willing that any should suffer, but all that come to repentance, and we should too. We should want everyone to come to the joy of being a Christian only. But again, like I mentioned yesterday, if they don't, you have to shake the dust off your feet. Too many times, we don't shake the dust off our feet. We just continue on thinking that we're going to change somebody. And speaking of being a Christian only, that includes what we say and what we watch and what we listen to. You know, and I'm guilty. Now, not into reality shows, which are terrible for Christians. Because of all the, they make people think this is reality. It's stereotypical. It's separate. It tells people, it's people like the Atlanta Housewives. All Atlanta Housewives don't act like that, or Housewives of Atlanta, whatever that is, and all those shows. And so we have to stay away from that. I wish they had one on TV that said, the real Christians. But you know what? Because we might not agree with everything, we don't disagree the same way they disagree, we don't fuss and fight, it wouldn't sell. It'd be off the air in a couple of weeks. Because nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants for peace, and that's why we must be Christians only. Because we are the peacemakers. Jesus would say, blessed are the peacemakers. And we are them. We are the ones that are supposed to be making peace in everything that we do. We are the ones that's supposed to continue on. It's a like I mentioned, it's not a temporary situation. As soon as we get baptized, you know, we are to continue to study to show ourselves to be approved every day, every day. It still amazes me, and this is the old cliche, but we study so hard for our biology test, for our math test, our driving test. And we study so hard for those things. We study with all our might, and they are so important. But when it comes to God's word, we're in it for 5 minutes and put it down. When it comes to God's word, I read that before, so I don't have to read it again. But I guarantee that if you had your finals came, you're going to read more than one time for that final. And just think about this. This is your final. You're not going to have another body. You're not going to have another life on earth. This is your final. You're doing your final, and that's why it says study to show yourself approved before God. And so while we're studying for or preparing for these other things, we have to prepare for God just as much. People will say, Brother Keith, that you can do this now because you are in a situation where you can study and you can. And I'm not saying do not study the things that you must study, because it's important. All I'm saying is study God's word just as much, because that's more important. At least as much. One of the things about being a Christian, Paul says to the church in Ephesus, and it's so exact in what we do. Ephesians 4:29-32. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up and fit of the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. What a wonderful, wonderful scripture about being only a Christian. Because once we're there, and it doesn't take, it's not one of those things you have to work into. It's one of those things you determine you want to do. You say, now I'm a Christian. Now I want to live totally for God. So now you stop the corrupt talk coming out your mouth. You stop the evil thinking, the malice. Malice is such a, it's evil thoughts. It's not just evil actions. It's doing stuff. It's all the corruption that comes out of your mind that's put towards hurting somebody. Whether it's bullying is a malice. Talking somebody or putting them down constantly by your words is malice. Making somebody feel less than they are and belittling somebody is malice. And so we have to let all corrupt talk be put away from our mouth, but talk the things which are good for building up. Friends, when was the last time you had a conversation with someone and all you did is help build them up, and all they did is help build you up, instead of talking what Johnny Sue did down the street and what Billy Bob did up the street and all the nosy neighbor stuff and the gossip and all that? No, that's not how we should do. And next time, friends, I want to suggest when somebody does put somebody down, then you be that person to lift them up. You lift the person that's being talked about up, say, I don't want to hear that because that person has never done anything to me, and that's lifting up. And then the person that's talking, then you say, give them a question as Nathan did David and make them question what he's doing. But we have to continue to be strong. I want to say real quick and stop and say again, this show, Transform the Daily Show, is brought to you by Transform the Book, The Life You Can Live from Ghetto to Glory by Dr. Keith Driscoll. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it at BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it on OutskirtsPress.com, and you can put it on your Kindle. And I said this before, and I'm still amazed at the Kindle concept, that you can read a book on a device and just have it there forever. You can read it in the airport. You can read it traveling, you can read it in the bathroom. You can take that Kindle wherever you want to and have your book ready for that. And Lord willing, that book is transformed. You can also get a copy from me at KeithDriscoll444@gmail.com. And you can get that. I'll be starting a page on Facebook, and my wife's going to help me with that. And it's going to be just on the book, so we can promote the book. There's no secret that the message in the book is powerful, and from the people, the critics, they have said, I should be able to sell 1 million with no problem. And so that became my goal. I don't know if it's reachable, but that's my goal. But anyway, in our last third of this program, I want to say about being a Christian only. We have to have the mind of Paul again as he spoke to the church in Galatia. And when we become and decide to be Christians only, when we decide that God is our priority and God is who we want to follow, we can simply state with all confidence, as Paul did in Galatians 2:20, says, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's how we should be thinking. That it's no longer I, and I heard the great Eric Owen say this one time. He said, it's not him that lives. Paul was saying, I don't live. I'm not Paul anymore. But it's Christ in me. So everything I do, I'm representing Christ. And brothers and sisters and friends and family, whether your biological family or spiritual family, once you become a Christian, that's how you should live. That it's no longer you, but it's Christ that lives in you. One of the main purposes of Saul, and you have to read this and study this, because Paul's name has always been Saul, and Saul has always been Paul. But the main reason he was called Paul after that is so no one, so he can show people that he's no longer living his old life, but now he's living for Christ. And that's why there's no big mention of it or no transition. It says just Saul, who is now Paul, who is also known as Saul. If you study the life and his background and his heritage, you can see that it was just that to say, I'm no longer living the way I used to live, but now I'm living for Christ only. And not only that does Paul say that, but Paul also says, I am crucified with Christ. All my sins, all my troubles, all my past is gone with Christ. Because Christ was crucified. And he said, and then he transitions very smoothly, the life I now live. That was my past. That was behind me. That was old things. But the life I now live, I live for Christ. How come we just can't say that? How come we always get tangled back into our old life? And worse than that, how come people always bring up our old life? But he says, I no longer live. I don't live like that anymore. That's not me. That's the way I used to be. But he says, the life I now live, I live for Christ. And you can see that through his writings and his life and his journeys. Whether he was in prison, whether he was hungry, whether he was about. He said he had learned to be in all situations, but with all situations, he had learned to be content. He wasn't fighting over top job or top billing or anything like that. He had learned to be content because he was living for Christ. And his example was Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. He says, be ye imitators. American Standard. Be ye followers, King James, of me as I am of Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Paul didn't say, follow me because I know what to do, or follow me because I'm big and bad, or follow me because I have much education, or follow me because I have much money. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's what we should do. People should be able to come to me and say, I follow Keith because Keith follows Christ. I'm not following Keith the man. I'm following the Christ in Keith. And that's how we should live. That's how every Christian, if you're going to be a Christian only, should live. And I want to do a disclaimer. I have nothing against education. Matter of fact, I believe wholeheartedly in education. I continue. I have 3 more classes till I get my second master's upon everything else I have. And then I'm going to the Chicago School of Psychology to get my be board certified to be a behavior therapist and or analyst. And so I believe in education. But I'm saying I don't want anyone to follow me because of my education. PhD, master's, bachelor's. Follow me because I follow Christ. I want my family to follow me because I follow Christ. Not follow me because I pay the bill, but follow me because I follow Christ. Follow me because I'm in love with Christ. I want to, one more verse. And I want to go about being a Christ, a Christian only, excuse me. James 2:24 says, you see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. So it's not just that we believe in God or we believe in Christ and, you know, as a Christian only, that our works justify us. Now, it doesn't say our works alone save us, because your works alone don't save you. But doesn't say we are saved by our works, I'm sorry. It says we are justified by our works. So faith and works. And faith without works is dead. So it takes faith and works. But our work is here being a Christian only, doing the duties of a Christian. I hope this segment was informative to you. I want to say, please go out and buy my book, Transform, Ghetto to Glory, The Life You Can Live. Just look it up on Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble, and you will be very pleased with the book. Pray with me, please. Dear Lord, we thank you again for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for your many blessings, your mercy, and your grace. Please help us to be the people that you want us to be the children that you want us to be the children that you are proud of, dear Lord. Please continue to bless us, protect us from all teen and unteen dangers. We thank you, dear Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the example that Jesus led that was on earth. Continue to be with us in all that we do. Dear Lord, thank you for the radio show. Thank you for being able to write the book. Thank you for my family. And thank you for my church family, dear Lord. Continue to bless us in all that we do as we strive to grow in your name. And it's in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we do pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for listening. God bless you. And I will talk to you on Friday, not tomorrow, Friday. Thank you, and God bless.